Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Welcome to I'm Karen.
I'm Nicole.
We're two moms who talk about pop culture and motherhood and whatever is on our minds.
Whatever's bugging us.
Yeah, whatever's irritating.
Although we just had about an hour of...
Yeah, what's really bugging
us. What's really bugging us, yeah.
So really much. Is, yeah. So much. Well, we have not podcasted since we had our spring breaks.
Right.
How was yours, Missy?
Mine was good. My brother and wife have two tiny babies. They are almost 1 year old, so that was super fun. And BJ's like, I need to go back and see the babies. Oh,
that's such a fun age.
I know. They're so cute.
Oh, and you so went to the happiest place on earth.
Yes.
And almost collapsed.
Yes. Went to Disneyland. My BFF down in LA, she has the, I don't know what it's called, the magic, I don't know what.
She magic
goes,
key.
She goes all the time.
Yeah.
So she was our host. We would not have been able to do it without her.
Yeah, you really
25
need...
rides we did.
That's a record.
I tell you what, I was miserable by dinner time, but kept going.
Right.
Kept persevering.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow yeah. is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an exhausting experience. What was your, I'm curious, what was the pass like for a 1 day? And it wasn't a park hopper. It was a one.
No, it was a 1 day pass for each of us. It was $169.
Per person for one day.
That is why we got there pretty much when they opened and left maybe a half hour before they closed. And that was only because I was done. We were all done.
That's really expensive. That is really expensive.
I agree it is. Especially when you feel, or I felt, the need to like really push ourselves and do as much as we could. Because... you know, then you just don't really enjoy it as much as you should be able to.
Right. You're just standing in line the whole time.
Well.
Right. You've had someone friend who
has the, I forget what they call it, some kind of pass where we get to the front of the line.
Right.
And they're changing that policy. It's like a medical card or something. Right. I don't know what they call it. They call it something. Every Disney regular knows what it's called. Mm-hmm. But they put us to the front of the line. So the most we had to wait for a ride was maybe 15 minutes.
Wow.
Which is why we were able to do so many.
Right.
It was fantastic. There's no other way I want to do Disney.
Exactly. Yeah. I went with my parents, who my mother is disabled. My father would not have been able to walk that whole park. So this was when my son was 5. And I got them rented scooters. Mm-hmm. And my mom doesn't drive, so I was really terrified. And she almost, she ran
Took
into a bench.
Mickey.
She ran over a bench and rose bush over by Storytellers Cafe at the Grand Californian. But everything's okay. She's fine.
Yeah.
But, wow, it was so great because we got to go, because Disneyland isn't always ADA compliant, so they let you in through the exit.
Right. We did a lot of that.
Yeah.
We did a lot of that. So, and I guess they're changing the rules now where, I don't know when it goes into effect, but the singular person that has the disability can wait for you at the front of the line.
Okay.
But the party still has to move through the line.
Interesting.
Which, that would not have worked for us.
No.
Because we were a party of 5.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, on our last podcast, we were not farting. It was Nicole's seat in
her
car.
Yeah, we were in the leather whenever we scooted around.
Right.
Was
so now we're
noises.
In wooden chairs, so you
yes.
might hear little
With
creaks.
New flooring, so there's an echo in the house.
You know what? I do like the floors, though, in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Feels different.
Spring break.
How was yours?
Mine was good. I was with our mutual friend and we were in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. 6 days was not enough. That sounds so pathetic and like first world problems, but like it's just not enough. I love that place. You just feel relaxed. Like your whole vibe just kind of like calms down once you step off that plane into that humid tropical air. It's like
we talk about going to so many other places.
Yes.
We've even discussed international travel with our kids. Mm-hmm. And by we, I'm referring to my other half. Yes. Not you, Karen.
I know.
Yeah, we talk about all these places, even Florida. I mean, we just talk all these places we'd like to go and see. And at the end of the day, the easiest trip is Hawaii.
Because
everybody's happy.
Everyone's happy.
Everybody has a great time.
No one's mad in Hawaii.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of what to do this summer and have all these things because I can't go international right now. So I have all these things on my list and Hawaii's just at the top.
I know. Because it's...
I've never been to the Big Island.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
And I was talking to one of my daughter's friend's moms, and she's like, we had never been either. And when we finally went, they found this little village just north of Hilo, I think.
It's more rural.
Yeah. And she said it's just fantastic. But...
Yeah, I mean, it looks beautiful. I think I would stay in the Kona side. And I did find a nice VRBO. Yeah. I don't know. So complicated.
Yeah.
And it's so expensive, too.
So expensive. I know. And that's the thing, too. Like, you can get deals to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Where, you know, like, I did look to go to spring break with you guys, and it was ridiculous.
It was outrageous.
It was. And then we actually booked for Memorial Day weekend. Mark was going to take off a couple days. And it was so cheap.
Like, what are we talking?
Like, same, like, probably a $4,000 difference.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, we had it all booked. We were living high for probably 21 hours. We were like, yes, we're doing it. We're going. Fantastic. We got a deal. He came home from work saying, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Can we cancel? Unfortunately, it hadn't been 24 hours yet, so we could. But, oh.
That's hard.
It was really hard. And he felt horrible. But, you know, I get it. He didn't know that, you know, he's still learning things about this job.
Right, anyway, right. And you're going to go. I mean, you're going to go.
Hell yeah, we're going to go.
Anyways, getting back to, well, we had a great time. Good. And I just want to go again.
Yeah.
I just can't. Yeah. You got to go. If you haven't been, go.
Please.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Although there's places for East Coasters. I guess the Caribbean is kind of like their Hawaii.
Yeah. I always thought about Turks and Caicos. Just looks gorgeous.
It's on our list.
Yeah, that's like the water looks so blue.
Everywhere over there is on our list. But, you know,
I heard Hawaii, the Bahamas aren't safe right now, though. That's what someone was saying.
Yeah, still on the list.
Still on the list, yeah. Did you get your... Meghan Markle jam in the mail?
No, I think I was number 51, and she only sent out 50 jars.
Of what kind of jam, Missy?
Strawberry.
From her ranch?
Jam or preserves. Knowing her, it was preserves, which is just jam. Right. Oh, no, it's jam. American. No, what is it? What's her? American Riviera Orchard Strawberry Jam.
It looks pretty.
Yeah, she sent 50 out. That was her, I don't know if it was a presser, but yeah. And then in looking up this photo to show you, I learned that Buckingham Palace, a few days after she put her jam out, released their own jam.
Oh.
And everyone's going hard in the comments. Like, the timing is just crazy. On Buckingham Palace Shop's Instagram account, they shared a video promoting a royal strawberry preserve. Okay, so they do preserves. In America, we do jams.
Jams.
just days after the Duchess unveiled her own jam line. So that's hilarious. I didn't even know that. Oh,
this looks like the East Coast, West Coast rap wars.
Right?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it doesn't help anyone. But
it doesn't. But speaking of Harry and Meghan, they've got two new shows they're launching. His is polo-centric.
Okay.
For the game, because that's what he, you know, That's his jam. Mm-hmm. It leans into Harry's passions, launching a series about the professional polo world. The series will give an inside peek to what it really takes to succeed in the competitive equestrian sport.
Okay.
Yawn. Oh my God. But I'll still drink champagne and watch it, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then hers is inspired by her new American Riviera orchard business. And hers will be a lot about food and lifestyle. And I'm totally here for it.
I love okay, that sounds good.
Kind of like a Martha Stewart. I think she's really...
Why not? I think she should have led with that instead of just bitching about the crown. You know what I mean?
Just jump right in.
Just jump right in and do your what makes you really fulfilled.
Her blog before that she had to cut off when she started dating Harry was called The Tig.
Yes.
We might have talked about this before. Yes. And it was very much a lifestyle, travel and leisure, foodie.
That's what she makes you happy,
yoga.
Right.
You know, all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So she should have leaned into that.
Well, she is now finally.
Good. Good. Mm-hmm. Are we going to watch the Kentucky Derby and wear our hats and drink virgin mint juleps? Mint juleps? I don't know.
No. No.
I always like watching it. I don't know. I'm not into horse races or anything, but like it just seems fun and I want to go.
Okay.
I like
horses.
I love horses.
You can wear your ring and your earrings.
I love Louisville, Kentucky. I thought that everyone there was so nice. I know it's coming up. Oh my gosh. I had a conference there and I was like, in Louisville. And getting anywhere from California to like that area, you have to take two.
I remember you going to that.
Oh my gosh, you have to take two flights, you know, like layovers and stuff like that. And that makes me hella nervous. I hate a layover. I hate connecting flights because I'm just like, I'll miss it. And of course I was by the skin of my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right term?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, wonderful people, great food, clean. Shout out Louisville.
Okay.
Delta Burke, speaking of the South, she's in the news.
I thought she was dead. I swear to G, I thought she was dead. Is Gerald McRaney her husband?
Yes.
Did he die?
No, he's alive. He's 76.
Gosh. I thought he was dead too.
He's 76. She's in her 60s. I just remember what's his name on SNL, Tim Meadows. He had this character that was like in love with Delta Burke. He was like, Delta Burke, you know, Delta Burke's name. But she's in the news because she came out that she used crystal meth to lose a bunch of weight for designing women. Mm-hmm. And that was a very contentious exit for her, I remember. Yeah.
That was back in the 80s.
Or early 90s, maybe.
Was it?
Yeah.
She said that when she was in Europe, she was prescribed a pill called Black Beauty.
Oh.
And that was a weight loss drug.
Full of crystal meth.
No.
Oh.
But when she built up a tolerance to Black Beauties,
that's
when she was in America and they were like, oh, well, you should just try crystal meth.
Great.
And they go, you have to break it up and snort it. And she was like, I'm not snorting it. So she mixed it in some cranberry juice.
Yuck.
And she wouldn't eat for 5 days.
Yeah, she didn't eat for five days.
One way to do it.
Mm.
I mean, it's not.
Now we have Ozempic or Wegovy or Mounjaro or whatever the hell.
Or just a healthy head on our shoulders and go about it the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way in Starbucks. Oh, my gosh. I know. I know. God, I wish I didn't love food so much.
I love food.
God, I just love it.
I love reading about it.
I love looking at it.
Yeah.
I love going to grocery stores. Like
I
really
love
good,
a new, fun grocery store.
Like a good grocery store.
Okay, we were in the North Bay for the water polo thing on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not Woodlands, but it's Woodlands-esque. It's called the Nugget.
Mm-hmm.
Dreamy. Dreamy market. Just
bougie,
clean, delicious. Like
Have you been to Amalie Stone's? That's a nice market.
Yes, the one in the city, but that was years ago.
Yeah, they have one in Sausalito too. That's right near where I have a doctor out there, and so it's just so nice.
I still haven't been to an Erewhon.
It's on my list when I go to LA. Too. I might have to buy one of those Hailey Bieber smoothies and just say I got it.
A $30 smoothie?
Girl.
I don't know.
Well, while I'm in Rome.
I write.
Just do it.
I was looking at a map. I don't know what I was. Probably Zillow. I'm not sure. I don't know. But there's an Erewhon, like, in my old hood in LA.
Oh.
That I never even...
It's expanded.
Yeah.
It's expanded tremendously. And there's a whole article about what happened. I mean, it just became... They use social media in such a way. There's a chef that I follow on Instagram called Chef Bae, B-A-E. She's a celebrity chef. Mm. She's a personal chef sometimes to the Sandler family, Adam Sandler. She cooks a lot of vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, but not all vegan all the time. She got hired by some bougie people for Coachella, and did all that. Ooh, we had to put that on our list. Coachella. Anyways, but she shops there for her private clients. And so she goes through the grocery store, and she goes, I got this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing. And they also sell her product there, my Chef Bae brownies or whatever it is, you know. And she's super cute. But yeah, I mean, the ticket... on that, it's like $1,000 every time she shops there because she gets all the things and there's no limit to what she can buy. So it's crazy. It's crazy how expensive it is.
It's crazy even just Safeway. I ran in yesterday. It wasn't a full haul. It was just, you know, I grabbed some things to get us through to the weekend. And what would normally have been $40, maybe $50 was like $90.
Right. I heard that Safeway's been upcharging people, though.
Really?
Yeah, that was on Facebook.
Really?
You've got to watch them like a hawk because they've been...
How?
They've been mislabeling things, not giving you the discounted deal. You know, a lot of people who do the just for you or whatever.
Yeah, I do.
And do the digital coupons, they're not honoring them. It's... You got to watch them like a hawk. Okay. That's what I've heard.
Okay. On it.
Yeah.
Let's just add another thing.
Add another thing that I got to monitor.
To keep me up at 3 a.m. I know. Where's that receipt
so I can
check?
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go right into ew.
Okay.
Yeezy is coming up with a porn site.
A porn company. Ew.
Ew. Ew. Ew. He's got children.
He doesn't care about heavy porn.
Addiction.
Background, yes. He loves it. He, you know, that video he made with Kim on the motorcycle.
Yes.
That was very porn-ish.
Was very pornish. The way he posts pictures of his current wife, very porn-esque. People are like, please do not make her do anything.
Yeah.
Please don't make her do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's seriously ill.
Yeah. Yes, but he's gonna. If he really does do this, the sad part is, it will be successful.
It will blow up. Yeah. Yuck. Yeah. And anyways, Bianca and him were at Disneyland.
They were.
Ew.
Ew. Walking around barefoot. Ew.
It was like some sock thing she had. Yeah, it was weird.
I looked at it again.
Of course you would.
Of course.
So you do like scrolling.
Yeah, and enlarging. It looked very... Okay, they were walking around in the Star Wars land.
Galaxy's Edge.
Okay.
Yes, that's the proper name.
And her outfit looked kind of like a sexy Ren-esque.
Yes, it was.
It looked kind of Star Wars-y.
It could be Star Wars-y.
Like if a Star Wars-y did porn.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sex wars or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But can you, like, people were saying that they've been called out for taking off their shoes at Disneyland or a child being barefoot. Like, they will immediately get on that and say, put on a shoe, a flip-flop, something.
Hmm.
You're not allowed to walk around barefoot at Disneyland. It is considered a liability for them because someone could step on
anything
and sue them, right? Mm-hmm. So they're very, all the cast members are extremely like vigilant about everything, really. And
yeah, they really do run a tight ship.
They do. It is, and it is a very clean place.
It is.
Still, even so, ew.
How are they able to get away with it, too?
Right. Can you? But, you know, the cast member who was on the phone in the picture of Bianca with the, she looks so stressed out. I felt so bad for her. Can you imagine having to guide those two around?
Yeah.
Oh my God. She looked stressed. Like, probably like, what do I say? What do I say? You know, how do I monitor this?
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to upset people. His children go there all the time. I told you my son ran into North, you know. But no, no, it doesn't. I don't know why people think they're above it. Like, she showed up to the Cheesecake Factory practically with her ass crack out.
Yeah.
You know, ew.
Ew.
Ew. And at restaurants with no underwear and, you know, having to put something.
Hold your phone by your hoo-ha.
I know. Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's gross.
Billie Eilish, speaking of hoo-has, go for it.
This is on your list. I can't believe. Yeah. I mean, I can believe, really. Yeah, nothing shocks us anymore, but good God.
Listen, I understand. She's in, you know, she realized that she's a lesbian now, I guess, or she's into women.
Yeah, she never really said lesbian, did she?
No, I don't think so. I think she just said, I'm into women.
Yes, but that's not what she said, Karen.
No, she didn't say that.
What did she say?
She says, I want my face in a vagina.
Right.
Now, listen.
Ew.
You don't need to say it like that. You can say, you know what? I'm really attracted to women. And I realize that after times of being, you know, heterosexual, that I am interested in women now. You could say it so much more gracefully.
Well,
but instead she had to say something so crass.
That you know is going to blow up.
And it's going to be a, what do they call it? Clickbait or a soundbite that is going to get blown into different. And of course, now we're talking about it.
Right. Well, and maybe that's part of the genius.
Right. I want my face in that. Okay.
Ew. Just okay, let's just for a moment, as two heterosexual women, let's just for a moment think about being lesbians or wanting to dabble or be with women. Okay.
Curious. Yeah.
The last part on my list. The last part would be my face in a vagina. The last part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I would only feel like I had to put that there to, like, address that part of a relationship. But no. No.
There's other ways.
There's no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I mean, and you don't hear heterosexual people say, I just want to. Maybe you do. I don't know. I don't travel in those kind of communities with heterosexuals.
We don't speak to those people.
I know. But like, really? So anyways.
Well, I made that crass joke about the twins.
Listen, but it's so, how?
I know.
How?
I know. We don't need to go there
again. I mean, Nicole just showed me a photo of them holding a hand with a friend, but there was
one person.
With one wallet with two licenses in it? I don't know. Two medical cards?
It's still very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't ew, but there's a messy thing here. Tori Spelling. She's just.
I think it's an ew.
She's disheveled.
She is. She's mentally unwell.
Cuckoo.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think she just had really too many kids. They all look really uncared for in so many ways. What do I know? I don't know. I mean, it just looks messy.
Yeah.
And now her husband, her ex-husband has found another boo, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just kind of, she wanted to be an American Martha, another Martha Stewart, like a younger Martha Stewart. But yeah. I don't know. What did she say? Like, I haven't pooped alone in 12 years. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
Since my kids were born.
No, but the ew thing is she was telling a story on her. Is it her podcast?
I don't know.
Or someone's. Any old person can have a podcast these days.
No kidding.
She was saying something how she was in traffic and she really had to go. I think it was just number one. Thank God. But she really, really had to go, and there was nothing else to do but get out one of her kids' diapers and put it in her lap and go potty.
I didn't hear this at all.
Yeah. I thought that's why we were bringing her
up. No, because she was a soundbite that said that she hasn't pooped. Her kids are in the bathroom with her pooping.
She peed in a diaper.
Yuck.
And said it worked great.
Well, I know LA traffic can be horrible.
Not that bad.
But horrible. Not, no.
No. And then speaking of diapers,
Christina Applegate came out yesterday. Now, this is different.
It is different.
She's got MS, yeah. And her and Jamie Lynn Sigler, I think they have an MS podcast.
Yes, because she has it too, I guess.
Yes. And so,
I don't know as bad as Christina Applegate.
I guess they both wear diapers, they were saying. Like, at some point, they've had to wear diapers. It affects all parts of your muscles.
And poor Christina Aguilera, not Aguilera. Have I been saying that this whole time?
No, you have not. No.
Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
She's fucking pissed. Which is so refreshing.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
For someone to come out and say, I'm mad.
Yeah.
This is not right. Mm-hmm. It's not okay. And you know what? It's not just a slight. I don't think it started slowly with her where she had time to adjust. I think it hit her like a Mack truck.
Definitely.
And I'm sure she'd be pissed either way, but because it came so fast and furious, I think made her,
Yeah, mad. And she has hardly any use of her legs. She ate a salad. Mm-hmm. She got some really bad bacteria from the salad, which sounds awful and gross. They didn't wash the lettuce, or someone didn't handle the lettuce well. Mm-hmm. So it makes me think about ordering. I went out last night. I didn't order a salad after reading that.
It's
so sad.
I don't know if it comes from the field that way or if it's a restaurant thing. I don't know how you.
Oh, I always wash my lettuce in white vinegar.
Mm. I don't. Play Russian roulette with my lettuce.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
I'm scared. Okay, but I just, and there's this other brand called Plenty that I like that's all triple wash, but it's all hyperponic or whatever, so it's not made with all those.
Right.
And
it's probably super expensive.
It is, but oh well. Anne Hathaway, she was in the news yesterday because she said that she had chemistry tests.
Yes. She said back in the early 90s, she was auditioning for a role, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or she already had the role and they were bringing in her male counterparts. And she had to do a chemistry test by making out with upwards of 10.
No. Yeah. Wouldn't you just have said no? I mean, we can lean in or see how the banter goes.
This was before anyone had the balls to say anything, I guess. And she didn't want to be labeled as difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you're finally making it as an actor.
I wonder what movie that is for.
I don't know, but a lot of producers and casting directors have been coming out saying, it was not me.
It wasn't Devil Wears Prada.
It wasn't Devil Wears Prada. It wasn't Princess Diaries.
Wow, what was it?
The Brokeback Mountain people said it wasn't them.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know.
You know, they say these vague things, and they don't name names. And then they're wondering why everybody's going to be a sleuth about it.
Right.
And other people are like, hey, listen, I would never make... You know what? I understand why those people came forward and said, I wouldn't make her do that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. She seems annoying.
She is annoying.
She's really annoying. Calma. Remember that?
Yeah.
Calma.
And apparently there's this book that's been made into a movie where she's like a cougar for this younger rock star guy. And everyone's pissed.
But she's not.
That she was the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have liked someone else. I didn't read the book. I'm not a reader. But I watched the preview.
Do you know the name? No. Oh, well.
I'll get it.
I don't know. She kind of just seems like a person who thinks a lot of herself. And I just, maybe she gives off that vibe.
The idea of you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The idea of you. Yeah, she, yeah, she bugs me.
Yeah. Yeah. Did your invitation get lost as well as mine to Victoria Beckham's 50th?
Yeah.
I think it's along with those jams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That looked like fun.
Yeah. I like that there was a no phones policy, but I also desperately want to see Tom Cruise breakdancing.
I totally want to see that. And why was he there?
He's been friends with them for 20 years.
He was trying to get them into Scientology at one point.
Yeah.
Right?
They've been friends for a long time.
I thought they would be considered suppressive people.
But because they said no.
They said no. But I like that they maintain friendships.
Yeah.
And someone did have a video of them.
David had a... took a video of the Spice Girls.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Why'd she have a cane? What happened?
Something with her foot.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? When she did her walkout for her fashion show, she was hobbling.
It's all those heels.
I don't know. It's being malnourished.
Yeah. Have you read what her diet is?
No.
I did. I was like, I have to know.
Tell me.
Okay. She wakes up and has a double espresso.
Okay. Stop. And then she goes to bed, and then she wakes up and has a double espresso.
I'm sorry, I made myself laugh. No, she then she has some, like, she doesn't eat, like, much breakfast. She works out, like, 2 hours sure. after that double espresso. And then she has some, a salad for lunch and fish and veggies for dinner.
Okay.
Yeah. Her husband cooks.
Yeah,
but he doesn't eat. She doesn't eat any of it.
Oh,
he doesn't eat any of the stuff he cooks, and he's a fabulous cook. And yeah. so is his son. And the daughter.
He's so methodical with everything.
Right, he loves
keeping it clean. And
yeah, he's a really talented guy.
Yeah, he's a catch.
Oh my God,
that reminds me of Gwyneth Paltrow's diet, where she starts her day with like a green juice, and then she has some sort of caffeinated.
Yeah.
And then she, for lunch, she has bone broth.
Oh, I know.
And then, and the guy was, there was this guy that was like, she's fucking starving herself.
Yeah, she's starving herself.
A beverage isn't a meal.
Right. Right. She,
yeah.
There's this thing going around, this little, just a snippet of that courtroom case where she was on the stand talking about what she lost in the ski trial, mm-hmm. you know? So they asked her, what did you lose from this experience? She's like, and she has this real pursed face in it. And she goes, well, I lost a half a day of skiing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so someone says, may all of your problems, happy Monday, right. and may all of your problems be just like one of the Baldros.
Oh my God.
Taylor Swift came out with her... dropped her new, what, poets, whatever.
Yeah.
It's such a long title.
I know.
I'm sorry, Taylor.
Yeah.
She has some diss tracks on there, I guess, against Kim and a bunch of her. I don't know. I wish she would just let this Kim thing go in a way.
I know. The song's called Thank You, Amy, but the K in thank and an I in Amy and the M and Amy are capitalized, and everything else is lowercase, and that's why people think it's Kim. Mm. And I started to show you this, and then I thought, no, I'll wait. So we have to put this up on our Insta, but I love that now that everyone's talking about the diss, that this is the photo.
Yeah, I've seen that. Oh, my God. Wow. Well, she was pregnant, right? She was pregnant at the time.
Yeah.
Can you send that?
But ew.
I know. I remember that was when Kanye was super high, giving his VMA speech.
Oh, really?
And they were both looking on, and he just rambled in that VMA speech.
Yeah. I love that this is the picture that always comes up. Because Kim's probably mortified.
Right. I mean, she looks so different
I know. And Taylor's hair is horrible. Horrible.
But she doesn't lift that.
But Kim, sorry, girl. Sorry, girl. She was on Jimmy Kimmel recently, mm-hmm. and he's like, I have a list of these myths, and I just, we want to know if they're true or not.
Right.
Anytime you put on jewelry, you need it blown with a hairdryer to warm it up. She said, that's true. I don't like cold metal touching my body. So earrings, necklaces, chainmail. She said chainmail tops. Anything, a zipper, anything with metal. Her assistant needs to give it a once-over with a hairdryer to warm it up.
Wow.
The Starbucks, the cardboard sleeve.
I read that. Yeah, she hates.
Yeah, her assistant has to take it off, which I always take it off. I don't like it either. I don't like the sound or the feel of it. I don't. But
why can't she take it off? Yeah. Wow. To be that, you know, mm-hmm. it's almost like a child, mm-hmm. like that can't mm-hmm. deal with the world mm-hmm. on their own.
I can't remember the other ones.
Yeah, I kind of saw a snippet of it, but yeah, some of these assistants, what they have to go through for these celebrities is really awful.
Yeah.
I know that now they sign NDAs, but I've heard horror stories about assistants just having to deal with really mundane, dumb things. One of the things, going back to Vanderpump Rules, is Tom had an assistant named Anne, and Anne hated working for Tom because he's Tom. But Tom and Ariana's house is a fucking shit show. Right. It is so sloppy and messy. But Anne was keeping it kind of semi-clean, and once he fired Anne and got this other guy in, it is a disaster again. You know, so it's like, you can't put your dish in the dishwasher. Ew. You're so beneath you that you can't. You have to leave food lying around and bugs. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
Right. Like, you're so busy that you can't even
throw out the trash. Yeah.
Do you wipe yourself?
I know.
I mean,
I know. Do you wipe your own butt?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Bethany Frankel, I just wish she would be quiet. That's all.
Right.
Yeah. I feel bad. I don't know. Taylor Swift, going back to her for a second, I wish she, you know, she was in a long-term relationship with that guy, Joe, but I guess she outed his depression.
Yeah.
Which, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That's, I don't know, it would make me very nervous.
Well, she kind of goes for it every time. I mean, you kind of know that that's what's happening when you date her.
Right. But even so,
yeah,
that's so personal.
Yeah, and that Matt Healy guy, she was with him for like a month, mm-hmm. and the song of the title is "But Daddy, I Love Him." She's a stage 5 clinger.
Yes,
she absolutely is.
Stage 5.
She is
absolutely.
She globs on
for dear life with claws.
Yeah, and it's immediately love.
Yeah,
and I think she's been like that for a while, because there was an interview where her mom or her dad or someone said that she wrote, maybe it was Love Story. I don't know. It was one of her very early, early songs. And it was about this boy that she just loved. And her parents were like, stop. Mm-hmm. You're 14 or whatever she was.
Right.
Yeah. And so I think that's just who she is.
Well, you know, she came in for Travis Kelce hard. Like, she showed up at the Super Bowl, at these football games, knowing full well. I mean, she shouldn't be allowed to go to football, whatever, yeah. You know what I mean? But knowing full well that she's not hidden in the little.
Right.
She's center stage right. at those box seats.
And I think that at first it really bothered me. I'm like, ugh, like, overdoing it. Stop. Mm-hmm. Stop. Mm-hmm. But then when you hear about her relationship with Joe Almond, is that what your friend's daughter calls mm-hmm. him? They kept a very low profile, quiet life in London. And yeah, and they weren't out there. And I think that stifled her a bit.
Right.
I think
he was a very reserved person.
Yeah.
I would be.
And she talks about or sings about how she wants to get out of this town. There's only one that can make me stay. And
she was bored in London?
I think she was bored. I think she, yeah, I think he was boring.
Yeah, he's boring.
I think that, I think she's happy to be exuberant and out there and having fun. And
sure, he's a lively guy, you know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I'm putting people's, like, their intimate stuff that they shared. I don't know. There has to be some level of, like, what are the boundaries? You know what I mean? Do you gotta put everybody's things out there? Like, what about her friendships? You know what I mean? Like, I'd be afraid to tell her anything.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to go in a song. Oh, God. But I don't know. Swifties are going to come for us, but...
They come for everyone.
Yeah.
They're so stupid. They're so stupid.
Well, that what Kim K had, like, she lost 100,000 followers after that.
Really?
It doesn't really matter.
I try to be the person that's like, oh, Taylor doesn't like Kim again or still. Boop. Unfollow her. Like, what?
I know. What? I know. They're really...
It's so stupid.
They're followers.
I know.
Not leaders, right?
So when we went down to LA, we took Mark's car because I love my car, but... It's done me dirty on the 5 a couple times.
Yeah, so, you got to be careful. Yeah. Especially driving alone.
Well,
with the kids. Yeah.
So we took Mark's car and he's got Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
And it might still be going on now. Channel 13 is Taylor Swift channel for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bijou and I thoroughly enjoyed driving around listening to that.
Mm-hmm.
But then in between the songs, they'll interview Swifties. And they all sound the same.
Like college sorority
girls.
I just
grew up listening to her, and there's nothing that she could sing about that I don't relate to. And it just makes me so happy to know that, like, someone knows me, and they hear me, and we've grown up listening to her. Like, it's so ew.
No.
I don't understand that amount of fandom.
Yeah. Yeah, it just reminds me of sorority girls. A lot of sorority girls that, you know, have you seen the Alabama documentary?
No.
Bama something.
I know that's a huge
sport
and...
The sorority thing.
You either roll tide or you...
Right, the sorority system there is pretty crazy. And they have all these Instagram or TikToks that are like them doing a same dance and stuff like that, but they're all like... That reminds me of just a Swiftie. They all look like the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no individuality or or individual thought, you know? And then they showed, like, the sorority that's just the real girls, like us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, it was so cute. I was like, yeah, that would be me.
Yeah.
Because, that reminded me a lot of the college that I went to. A lot of sorority girls were great. I was friends with some of them. They were fun. But they were kind of on the fringe of the sorority because they were like, they knew what was real and what wasn't. But it was very much, you're there to get your MRS degree, you know, your Mrs. degree. Find your boo now because it's fucked up after college. So they were hardcore boy crazy. You know what I mean?
Ew.
And it was kind of sad because I was like, wow, you're
so
here
much
for
so
much else, you know? Anyways, Coachella was fun. I had a great time.
I flipped through a carousel of photos of, like, stars at Coachella. Didn't recognize a single.
We're getting so old.
Maybe one. They just all seemed like Instagrammy people.
TikTokers,
Not like
influencers.
Celebrities.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them, well, Vanderpumps went there, but. A lot of them aren't real celebrities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the real hardcore celebrities.
Yeah.
I don't know. Looks like it gets cold at night there.
Yeah, it's the desert.
It's a desert.
You know the
area. So I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have it during the summer.
Right. It would be boiling. 118 degrees. But have it only
let's
at
see,
night.
Let's see people start passing out. That's probably why they don't do it. The amount of drugs and alcohol that float around that place.
I think it's more Burning Man. That seems more cringy to me than Coachella. Burning Man seems like just not my vibe.
Not at all.
But God. Yeah, a lot of just the drugs. No, thank you.
Just the like dirt.
Having to like, somebody said, this is what my tent is like at Coachella. I was like, ew. I don't know. This is our bed. This is where we get... Where do you shower?
Yeah.
Where do you poop? Mm. Where do you, like, tinkle? What if you're on your period? Like, all these things that you're like, oh, my God, I need a hotel room.
I didn't know they even had tents at Coachella.
They do.
Ew. Mark used to go to this beer fest every year. Oh my gosh. It was up in Anderson Valley.
Where is that?
Fort Bragg.
Okay.
There's a road. It's right in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, he would go to this beer fest, and they would just get shit-faced. And you're supposed to just go around and taste beers from all shit-faced. Mm-hmm. He would come home. This is when we lived in the city. So stinky, so hungover, so gross. They mm-hmm. slept in a tent. One year it was raining. Mm-hmm. Like, no. I'm so glad he grew out of that.
Right.
Yeah.
My husband went to someone's bachelor party in Vegas, and I picked him up, and he's like this at the airport. Like, I'm putting my head down with the suitcases in his hands. And I was like, how'd it go? And he's like, ugh, I'm not too sure if we should, when you have a bachelor party, if you just celebrate it, you say, bye-bye. Like, it's like saying, thank God I don't have to do this anymore. Oh, you know what I mean? It was more like, go the fuck away, bachelorhood, because you're just sad, you know? Because there were some people on there that were just partied too hard.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, ooh, cringy, because the person was very argumentative. It was like
not a fun drunk.
Not a fun drunk. He would get in fights and stuff. And my husband's like, we're going to get arrested. Like, no, you know, this isn't my idea of a good time, you know? And I'm embarrassed.
You want to be a fun partier.
Right. And they're at a nice restaurant.
It's a fine line.
Right.
And depending on the way the wind's blowing, I mean, I've been all the people. I've been all the people. And you never know.
You never know. And it's mm-hmm. like, it can really exacerbate whatever you're feeling, right? So like, if someone's very aggro anyways, it can exacerbate that feeling or feelings, whatever you're feeling, you know? Mm-hmm. So he said, I was just sitting there going, oh my God, like, we're at a nice place and now I'm like mortified. You know what I mean? Yeah. To be around this person or, you know, and it's like, you know, sometimes I've been to bachelorette parties where there's people that you're like, why am I on a vacation with this person? But the other people are great. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
well, not everyone always gets along.
And not everyone has the same idea what's it like to be on vacation.
Right.
Remember that video I showed you of like, whose idea was it to have a 9 a.m. boat ride on the bachelorette party? And they're all like, so hungover and nauseous.
That sounds horrible.
I know. They're all like just collapsed on the boat. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, we got to wrap it up. Yeah. Anything else we got on our the forefronts of our mind?
I don't think so.
End of year is wrapping up with school. We're in the final stretch.
Thank God. I'm not going to work with these kinders. And I mean, I love the kinders and the first graders, but I'm not going to do this again next year.
Right. Right. It's too much.
It's just...
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, a lot of things are coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got promotion. What do they call it? They don't call it graduation here. They call it promotion, right? Which I think is so stupid.
It's all so stupid.
Middle schools.
I've got a fifth grader and an eighth grader. So I've got a 10:30 graduation ceremony and a 1 o'clock graduation ceremony. It's going to be a day from hell. I remember getting sunburnt at the fifth grade one when it was Coop. So, yeah, sorry, everyone. I'm going to sunscreen, umbrella, all of it.
Yeah, maybe it might be a day like this because we do get June gloom.
Be hard. And then I know people are going to want to like go out to dinner or something.
You need a graduation event.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Are people coming?
Maybe my mom. Rala, are you listening? Maybe. It'd be fun, but... Yeah.
What day is yours?
I think it's the Thursday.
Okay. Mine's the Wednesday.
Nice.
And then they go on Thursday, they go to a amusement park. Mm. Yeah, as the eighth grade class.
Okay.
So...
When does... I don't know. I need to figure out the volunteer hours.
Oh, I wouldn't sweat it. I wouldn't sweat it.
I'm going to doctor something, doctor.
I mean, have him do some yard work, you know. Is there a gardening day at the school or anything?
Oh, yeah, there's tons of stuff. But we're, you know.
Yeah.
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 Busy. Very busy. Yeah, I don't know. I just, there's been, no, this is so boring. There's been no real communication about it.
It's all very sloppy.
Between the parents freaking out, like, what? My child has to have 20 hours of volunteer service in order to graduate? And I'm like, I want to send all these anonymous posts. Like, what really happens if my child doesn't have, what really happens? And then I did a little bit of digging, and it says they won't be able to participate in the
promotion ceremony.
Yeah.
Mm, that's stupid.
Try to stop me.
Right. Right. Try to relegate.
Can you see me on the sidelines? Go Coop. Go now. Go Coop. Go now.
Yeah.
No.
No, that's a threat.
I know. It's so stupid.
I think if they had a person to organize it, say, these are the places, here's all the events that you can volunteer at. This is all the places you can volunteer at. These are the things. They have no communication skills.
Even
no
organizational. Sending something out in sixth grade, because it's sixth, seventh, eighth, right? Send something out in sixth grade that says, look,
this is on the horizon.
You've got 3 years to get 20 hours in, figure it out.
And a reminder every September. Yeah.
Even another reminder in the spring.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to organize a doc that has all the partner organizations, to have all requirements, the stipulations, the form, and then have some at the main office that they can print out and, you know.
I don't think it's the requirements even to graduate. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm assuming it's like when I was a kid, but then we both know that when kids do absolutely nothing, they still go up to the next grade.
Exactly.
So what, not our kids, by the way.
No, I would never allow that.
And none of our friends' kids. These are just,
We had Catholics, we had Christian service hours. And it was run by, there was a point person. It was either the campus minister or another employee at the school that you would go and say, who needs help this weekend? Or we would volunteer at a women's shelter here in town. I did the hospital. I did, you know. And then I would have them sign my forms.
Yeah.
And I return it back to her.
Yeah.
So at the end of the year, I had my 10 hours.
Yeah.
10 hours a year. You had 40 hours to graduate.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to have
it's not that hard.
It's either the front office person or somebody.
There's enough people in that office working,
Thank you. And what are they doing?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway.
I'm going to send an anonymous post. No one in Alameda listens to our podcast anyway.
Right?
I'm going to send an anonymous post asking, like, what really happens?
Mm-hmm.
What really happens if my child doesn't have 20 hours?
I don't know. I think the spirit of volunteerism is so important to instill in kids.
Well, and that's the other part of it.
And it's like, you need to foster that. Like,
I'm not making it important.
I just feel like they need to see how other people are and exist, because they live in a bubble.
They do.
Right?
They do.
See, they're the haves, and they need to see the have-nots.
Yes.
And I know we have a lot of have-nots around here. I wouldn't want to put them in an encampment or something,
right.
But an organization where they can serve food or they can help do something,
right.
Organize the food bank.
That's
the
flip side of it. I think that my kids definitely need to see that and be a part of it. But on the time that it takes, and I'm the one coordinating all of it.
Again.
You know, my son's not coming up to me saying, Mom, I need my volunteer hours. He's, you know, no one's...
They're not motivated.
No.
Yeah.
And no, I don't even know if he knows.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's doing it all. I'm the one that's finding him opportunities and signing him up and going, you know, trying to get the training going for him to do, you know, it's... Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the part of parenting that I don't like.
I know.
That I didn't sign up for.
Right.
Because this is not.
Right. Well, it all falls on the mom.
Yeah.
It usually does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Wah.
On that note.
Well, we'll see what other pop culture and mom crap we can think up of for next week.
I'm so sad.
I know. No. Well, have a good week, everyone. Stay safe.
Try your best to have a good week.
I know.
Enjoy. God, if we had cameras on us right now.
Terrifying. It would be a horror movie.
We're both sitting here with our chin and our palms. I know.
All right, everyone. All right. Take care. Stay safe. Have fun. Do something that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.